Sharia law could help Christian radio outreach in Somalia. The gospel moves mountains in Nepal, and disabled adults help aid a ministry. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, the daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Somalia's president's gambling that a move towards Sharia law will end an insurgency by Islamic extremists. Words of Hope broadcast the gospel into Somalia. Surprisingly, when Lee DeYoung spoke with a ministry partner about the implementation,
with all of the anarchy, all of the chaos, the efforts of a government to impose some kind of law, even if it's one that is relatively antagonistic toward Christianity, would still bring about a certain kind of stability that would actually be an improvement.
DeYoung hopes the relative calm that could result from the extremists laying down arms will allow a war-weary people to hear the message of peace.
Pray that even as more Somali hearts in the midst of their great suffering are searching for spiritual truth, that those who have found Jesus Christ or will find him in the future would benefit from our prayers, that they might be given discernment and to know how best to be witnesses and to practice their faith.
Next, the murder last week of an Illinois pastor horrified Americans. Open Doors USA says deadly violence against believers around the world occurs every day. On the same day Reverend Fred Winters was killed, a village pastor in India's Bihar state was seriously wounded when an attacker tried to kill him to stop him from preaching the gospel. Open Doors estimates 100 million Christians are being persecuted for their faith in Christ. Keep praying for the church leaders working in restrictive nations. You're listening to Mission Network News. Bible translation is at historic levels. President of Wycliffe Associates Bruce Smith says 2,000 languages are underway, but 2,000 more need to be started by 2025. Smith says it can't happen without the needed personnel, but not just translators. Wycliffe Associates will be holding 150 banquets around the U.S., and fundraising isn't the focus.
Our primary message is actually that God has prepared them as professionals and as Christians to have unique skills and abilities that they come alongside the translation teams and help those teams be more effective and more efficient and really help to speed the whole Bible translation process.
They need accountants, teachers, computer technicians, and more. 3,000 people are needed.
That basically means that you've got Bible translators fixing cars, working on airstrips, building buildings, teaching in the schools, all of those things, in addition to doing their translation.
If you'd like to find out where you can use your skills, look for a banquet in a city near you. Go to our website. Elsewhere, doors are opening for the gospel in Nepal. Last June, the first of several planned Christian radio stations began broadcasting. They're part of a project called Community Radio Initiative in Nepal, or CORIN. The project is a partnership between Far East Broadcasting Associates UK and a Nepali Christian non-governmental organization. The stations broadcast to listeners who have little or no contact with Christians or the gospel. It's a work in progress. Go to our website to find out more. And Elam Christian Ministries, a ministry to the disabled, is partnering with Food for the Hungry to help needy kids. FHI sends Hope Kits full of school supplies all over the world, providing a platform to share the gospel, but they can't assemble enough of them. That's where the partnership comes in, says Elam's Bill Lodewijk, because that's where these special adults excel.
Those tasks that are very repetitive are tasks that they excel in and they enjoy doing. They're assembling notebooks, erasers, pencils, putting them into packages, and knowing that those things go to third world countries to meet kids in tremendous need gives them a great sense of fulfillment.
Food for the Hungry's Andrew Crawford says,
with an absence of volunteers and manpower and staff and resources, we're grateful to have a group like Elam who is committed to engaging people collectively, being on the forefront of soliciting resources and donations.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. These are challenging times for households around the world. HCJB Global is challenging you to join their Me and My Household movement. If you'd like to receive a free prayer emblem declaring your home a house of prayer, along with free music downloads and more to help you pray for your household, reach your community, and share the gospel with unreached households, call 1-800-995-4828 or sign up at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.